Hi guys, it's Anita Buffum here, and you're listening to House of Mimosa, the podcast, and I'm joined by my third best friend,
Gina Marie Ritali.
Are you having a gay wedding? Well, this is the episode for you to listen to. We sit down with our good friend Max as he plans his gay shindig.
Oh God, honey, and he's using engagedweddings.com.
That's right, we've also got hot topics, including what things to do this summer.
That's right, Lifetime movies.
Lifetime movies.
And dating a drag queen.
Dating a drag queen. What's that like?
Oh, honey, I don't know. Ask my son Joey.
She loves some. In the club with the lights off. But you acting shy for? Come and show me that you with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. Stop playing, now you know that I'm with it, with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. What you acting shy for?
Just give me you, just give me you. Just give me you, that's all I wanna do. And if what they say is true, if it's true, I'ma give it to you. I may take a lot of stuff, guaranteed, I can back it up. I'ma call you bluff. Hurry up, I'm waiting out front.
You see me in the spotlight, ooh, I love your style. Show me what you got, cause I don't wanna waste my time. See me in the spotlight, ooh, I love your style. Show me what you got now, come and make it worth my while. Give it to me, I'm worth it.
In New York City.
Summertime is
hot. I can't. I'm like that woman from that YouTube video. It's too damn hot.
Oh, I see.
It is too damn hot. Hi guys, this is Travis.
And I'm Steven.
And we've got Michelle. Say hello, Michelle. It's been a minute.
Hello, Michelle. It's been a minute.
It has been a minute. And our good friend, Max. Say hi, Max.
Hello, everyone.
We have gone in New York City from being disgusting and miserable and rainy and humid to just goddamn hot.
Well, the summer is here. It's officially started.
The summer is here.
Yes.
And Max, our good friend, who is an excellent bartender, has made us a delicious drink. It's been a while since we've officially drank on the podcast.
On the podcast, yes.
We used to, in our previous incarnation, would always have a mimosa with the show.
Of course.
But this is, what have you made for us here, Max?
Well, this is just a little vodka, a little white grape and peach, and some sparkling lemonade.
Oh,
I love
that's
it.
Perfect for that summer.
It's a little bit of a hint of that citrus.
Citrus. And we're sticking to our big gulp cups, though.
Of course.
Yeah, you have to have a big gulp.
As we always did.
Yeah, you have to.
Yes.
Now, speaking of summer, anybody have special plans? What's going on? Michelle, you're going away.
I am. I'm going to North Carolina for a week.
I love that.
Yeah. See my family, my goddaughter.
Oh.
I'm excited.
How nice is that?
So she can know who I am.
Of course.
There's got to be a million degrees there.
I want it.
Are you near a beach when you go there? Are you going to be near... Where's Myrtle Beach? Is that near there?
That's South Carolina.
I have no idea.
There's pools, though. All their complexes have pools, so that's where I'll be spending my day.
You got a sunburn already.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Let's talk about
sunburn.
Wait, hold on. So it was like the real first day of...
It was last... Yeah.
Yeah, summer for us.
Well, the thing our listeners need to understand is that Michelle couldn't be more snow white.
Yeah.
Alabaster doesn't describe Michelle's
skin. If I had red eyes, it would all make sense.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you're a touch albino.
Just a touch.
Yeah, and that's not racist. It's just fact.
It's true.
Yeah.
I think somewhere on my dad's side, a couple generations back.
So Michelle goes to the beach with a girlfriend, no care in the world, comes home and is...
With my Greek olive-skinned girlfriend.
Oh, we'll see.
Who's...
That's a problem.
Slapping on baby oil, and I'm like, oh, I want to be a bronze goddess like you.
Okay.
So she comes in, she's red as a lobster. So Michelle, did you put on lotion? She said, yeah, I put on an 8?
A 12.
A 12.
A 12.
And then a 30.
A 12.
And then a 30.
You don't start with a 12.
I usually do.
Yeah.
I haven't been to a beach in 2 years, so it was like a relearning for me.
All right. You got to start with a 50.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Oh yeah.
I'm Italian, I use a 15 with an instant bronzer in it.
Because you're Italian. I'm an alabaster pike.
That's true.
But I'm from Florida. It's always summer.
Yes.
You've got to start with at least a 30.
Yeah. Everything
at
above 30 is bullshit.
We were in Florida for gigs 2 years ago. And I was like, I want sun. And we did put lotion on, but it was like we went back and forth between a 30 and a 15.
Yes.
And I ended up with these crepe paper wrinkles around my eyes. Literally. We were there for not even 2 weeks. And I come home, I'm like, what the hell is this?
Not even 2 weeks. Most people go away for a week, and you're like, not even two.
I was working.
Well, we were working.
I was working.
No, we had been
sitting by the pool.
Gigs.
Right.
And sitting by the pool.
Of course.
Well, you know, visiting family here and there, you know, going to do gigs in between.
Well,
you know.
So hard.
Well,
it was hard.
Well, it's hard when I come back and I got wrinkles around my eyes. That's difficult.
But that's the Florida sun for you.
Yeah.
I mean, it starts to mock you after so long.
Yeah. Mock me all you want.
So I said, I don't care. I don't care how white I am. I'm 50. That's
no
it.
Way.
Especially on my face. I don't care.
50, it doesn't. It's 30.
Yeah.
Everything
no.
above 30
I
is
like
BS.
30 right now. But I got to do that instant bronzer.
Well, I'm not afraid of the instant bronzer.
No.
I agree with you there.
It gives me that right color.
Now, Max, are you doing anything exciting this summer?
I have 2 weddings to go to this summer. While I'm supposed to be planning my own for January.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I've got one in D.C.
Okay.
July. Outdoors.
Fun.
They might as well have it in a swamp.
Exactly. There's going to be so many bugs there.
I bought a linen suit. And I'm probably still going to sweat
drenched.
Through it.
Yeah,
I'm still going
to
sweat
It's going to stick to your legs. I hate that.
And then I've got another one in August in Florida. Who are these people?
No.
Who are these people that I'm related to?
Well,
I'm having mine in January. Florida, beautiful in January.
It is.
In
nice
Florida,
and cool.
Yeah. Well, we're performing for a couple weddings this summer.
I know, and I'm very excited about
and
that.
And that's going to be great. But we have no vacation plan. We
no.
Last spring,
mm-hmm.
we went to Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
That was nice. Oh, and we were in Florida for gigs this past spring.
Mm-hmm.
But we have no official
But not official vacation set yet. Yeah.
No.
No. We'll see what happens.
We'll see.
We may have a plan to go to Mexico, but for a gig.
We have been asked to go to Mexico and Memphis.
Oh, that's
really?
Right.
We've
yes.
been asked, we just got an email the other day asking if we would come to Memphis for a private birthday party. And previous to that, we've been asked to accompany some fans of ours to Mexico for some, one of their birthdays for their party. I said,
wow.
Oh.
So, you know,
said,
we'll see what happens.
Who am I to say no?
You know, we get booked a lot, so it depends on, like, if we're
see,
available,
here's the thing,
and to
like,
go away
you're
is very
right.
hard.
Oh,
and,
busy.
Well,
yes.
here's the thing. It's like, if we have to go out of town for a gig, it means we're leaving gigs here.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's not financially feasible to go away for a gig and cancel the gigs we have here.
Well, yeah, it's not cheap to go to Mexico.
Hello?
No. Hello?
I mean, Mexicans are cheap, but it's not cheap to get there.
Yeah.
No, that's for
Ooh,
sure.
Oh, God. Is it Cancun?
I don't even know. I'm not sure.
Is that even in Mexico?
Cancun?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I think so.
All right.
Michelle's better at geography.
We're so bad at geography.
Oh, well, so bad.
I'm so bad.
Well,
please.
I want to hear more about Max's wedding planning.
Oh, that's my right. God. I'm so excited.
Hi, guys. DJ Anita Buffum here. With my third best friend, Gina Ritali.
Oh, hi, guys.
Now, before these guys get into gay wedding planning, I want to talk to you about something near and dear to my heart.
Oh,
and that's Audible.com.
Oh, yes,
right?
Honey.
I mean, planning a wedding can be difficult as it is.
Oh, forget
you know?
It.
And forget all the personal planning you have to do. Like, you know, I know we've got Trina Catalano's stepdaughter's wedding coming up.
Oh.
And Gina Marie's very focused on, you know, slimming down from the weight she's put on recently.
Oh.
And, but one of the things that Gina Marie has been doing on Audible is listening to Keep the Weight Off, Subliminal Affirmations,
yes,
Appetite
sure.
Control, Self-Control, Sophageal Tones, Binaural Beats, Self-Help Meditation by Subliminal Hypnosis. Now, listen, Audible.com can help you take the weight off for your wedding this summer. Audible.com is our sponsor today, and they have more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio programs. Get a free audiobook of your choice when you go to www.audibletrial.com/HOM podcast. Now, Gina Marie, how's that audiobook been working for you?
Oh, well, it's really putting me in my own chakras, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm, you know, meditating on my own, and actually the breathing, and, you know, breathing in and out, actually, because I'm a very nervous kind of person,
yeah, well, yeah.
has been very helpful for my metabolisms.
And that must be helping with your IBS, too.
Oh, well.
You know, Audible is offering our listeners not only a free audiobook of your choice, but also a free 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/HOM podcast. And choose from over the 180,000 audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. If Gina Marie can do it, any idiot can do it.
Oh.
Go to audibletrial.com/HOM podcast. That's audibletrial.com/HOM podcast. And get started today. audibletrial.com/HOM podcast keeps House of Mimosa, the podcast, free. And a roof over Travis and Steven's head. Now, Max, I'm so excited to talk to you about this because I know not only do you have some insight for our listeners on planning a wedding, and maybe one day Michelle can utilize the tips as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Hairball.
Yeah. But you've also been utilizing another one of our sponsors, EngagedWeddings.com.
Yeah, they're really great because, like, they have everything you're looking for when you're planning, you know, there's so many things you have to look for. There's the lighting, there's flowers, there's DJs, there's everything. And they've kind of got it all there and all recommended.
It's like a one-stop shop.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's regional, too. Like, anywhere you're having it. Like, I live here in New York, but, you know, the wedding's in Florida. And they
Ooh, a destination wedding.
Destination, honey. Well, look, I told my fiancé, I was like, well, we can either fly my entire family to New York for the wedding,
mm-hmm.
or fly 10 friends down to Florida.
There you go.
So we thought that would be a little easier.
Yeah,
of course.
I'm not orchestrating a wedding with my family in New York.
No,
no way.
No,
no,
way.
No, no. It's too much going on.
Yeah.
Where are they going to stay? Then you have to put them up.
No, no, no.
Florida. So kind of, you know, hopefully I think all three of us hope maybe one day to possibly find someone that will give up and marry us.
Oh God, cross my fingers.
So what, tell us a little about your planning process. Like how, where did you start? How long are you planning? Do you feel like you're over? Let's get into it.
We've been planning a while. Like we got engaged this past November.
Okay.
So, and we're getting married in January. So we've got over a year of planning.
Uh-huh.
We're really kind of taking our time. We've been
That's
together
good.
5 years already, so we're not in a rush.
Right.
You know?
Basically,
we know it's
going
to stick.
At this point, you're just having a little party.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
That's how it all is right now, especially with all, you know, the gays being able to get married all of a sudden. And you know.
Please forgive my ignorance. Is it legal in Florida now?
It is. It
nice.
Wasn't when we got engaged, which
oh.
was funny. And
now,
we were not sure what to do.
At the time of this recording, we're waiting to find out from the Supreme Court.
Yeah, like,
the ruling.
It could be this week that it's across the board nationwide.
That's it.
Isn't that fabulous? I mean,
and
come on.
It is Pride Week, by the way.
It is Pride Week.
That's
right. So.
And Mexico just, you know, came out and said, hey,
Mexico
we're in support. We're
Mexico
in support of gay
of
marriage. They did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And nobody noticed. It was like, wait a minute.
I know.
What's going on down there?
I don't think
great?
Everyone realized that Mexico could be gay.
Well,
or that, I
mean,
any,
it's
or
pretty
Mexicans
gay. I mean,
gay.
Have you ever seen a sombrero? Come on.
Honey.
A sombrero's very phallic.
Exactly.
But yeah, so we've been having a lot of fun through the planning process. And it's like every week we sit down and like there's a new thing we work on.
Okay.
And you're so organized, it makes me sick.
It's like a new project.
No,
it's,
I'm making it sound better than it is. I wake up in the morning and I get on my computer and I'm looking like, okay, lighting this week. And,
okay.
Because we need decorative uplighting.
Who is all about lighting?
Okay. Nobody thinks about lighting, really.
Well,
but
decorative uplighting sounds like you'd only find that at a gay wedding tonight.
True.
Well, honey, priority.
I know.
That was a pretty gay sentence. I was like, oh, okay.
It's like, it's decorative uplighting, and also we're making sure all the photos are taken from above.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No double chins.
No double chins. Oh, my God, no. My fiancé would have a heart attack.
Oh, the worst.
What do you he looks great.
Oh, but
double
he's very
chins.
Sensitive about the chin area.
Really?
He's like, oh, if you ever look in the picture, he's looking up.
Oh, wow.
Always
oh.
Up.
See,
well,
I'm very conscious of the planes that I'm creating. So if I'm up, this becomes, from my chest, neck, up to my chin becomes one. So I have to, like, you know,
you
shoulders
have to
down,
out,
neck
and
elongate,
Jet out, shoulders back, tilt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he's very
Tits
much
out.
The opposite. It's always looking up. You know, we just had our engagement photos taken. That was our latest planning that went so well.
Okay.
We had them taken here in the city because, you know, that's
where
we live,
yeah.
You know, and it just seemed right. We went out to the High Line. On the west side,
oh, I
and it was
the
awesome. You know, we had a great photographer. She spent the whole night with us, everywhere, different backdrops.
How did you
it
find
was
your photographer? Was that through Engaged Weddings?
So actually, no. She's a good friend of ours. We met several years ago from my birthday party.
Oh.
We threw, of all things.
Oh yes,
a drag party.
Yes,
where you had a competition and I won. Yes, I.
Oh
know.
Yes, you
yes,
won.
I
won.
I won
the lip sync.
The professional drag queen won the drag contest, yes.
And hasn't forgotten, I
no,
see.
I still
no.
have my I still have my trophy necklace.
Yes.
So
my birdcage necklace.
The golden birdcage.
Oh,
yeah.
Gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, we rented out this venue. It was like a little gallery space for my birthday. And the woman who runs the space, she was like, we know this great photographer, if you're interested. And then we were like, well, it's just a birthday party. But then we were like, oh, she's cheap, she's fun, let's do it.
Yeah, and she was wonderful. I remember meeting her there.
It made the party.
Yes.
You know, we had all these photos that were professionally done of our birthday, and it was
That's
like,
fun.
This is awesome. And then when it came time for wedding planning, we're like, who do we know? Who do we know? You go through your mind, and you're like, let's save money here.
Just grab a disposable
like,
Kodak.
Yeah.
No,
no, there are those kind of weddings as well.
Yeah,
you
but,
know?
You know, you want to pinch the pennies you can when you're planning a wedding because
right.
it can get so expensive. And we were like,
contacted her.
We got in touch with her, and she was like, absolutely.
Well, give her a shout out. What's her
absolutely.
Name? People in New York contact. What's her name?
Mariana Martinez.
Martinez or Martinez?
Martinez.
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 Like I've had a couple two martinis.
Ah.
Yeah.
And how can people find her?
She's great. It's Mariana Martinez on Facebook or. online.
Whatever, they'll find it.
Yeah, they'll find it.
We'll put her in our description.
Exactly. Love you, Mario.
I'm on the 14 carats, I'm 14 carat. Doing me up like nighters. They say I got a touch, so good, so good. We can make up, wanna leave, so don't, so don't. Gonna wear that dress, she likes skin tight. Do my hair up real nice. And sink up in my skin to your heart beating. Cause I just wanna look good for you. Don't tell your mother. Kiss one another. Go for it. Die for each other. We're cool for the summer.
Speaking of pinch and pennies for your weddings, where are you finding is important to, you know what we have to do is we have to talk about this now, and then you have to have your wedding, we have to have you back.
Yes.
And find out more about what you would have done differently. But as of now, where are you choosing to pinch your pennies?
Well, what's really interesting is I've been given a lot of help from a lot of my girlfriends who are getting married now. You know, we're all of a certain age.
Yes.
You watch your whore mouth. Why do you think this isn't video and only audio? You watch your mouth.
But we are, it's a little unique for us because, you know, in a gay wedding, there's certain things that a straight wedding, you know, doesn't have.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
like a bride.
Yeah, a bride, a dress, you know. And,
okay.
You know, my best girlfriend, Jessica, gave me her book. You know, it was a giant book about planning weddings.
Oh,
wow. Oh, geez.
Half the book is the dress, the flowers.
Yeah.
And those, to us, are not things that are that important.
Right.
You know, because, you know, we're going to rent tuxedos and be done with it.
You have other priorities.
So, you know, so then we can, you know, choose to spend our money in different arenas, like the decorative lighting, like our centerpieces, which are going to be 3 feet tall,
yes,
candelabras, feathers everywhere.
And your ostrich feathers.
you know, ostrich feathers for the gods, honey.
Wait, do you have any, like, theme? Is there, like, a...
We've got kind of a theme going on. It's kind of a modern Gatsby. So,
okay.
So
I know Michelle has the idea of one day having a Tim Burton-themed wedding,
mm-hmm.
which I think
is
so cool.
Oh, I love
cool.
that.
I love
yeah.
that idea, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Black and purple and red.
Black mm-hmm. and purple and red. I love that.
I'm going to come as, what's her name?
Who? Sally.
Yeah,
Sally
from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, my God. How funny. Oh, my God. And what, oh, my God, what are the roses that you love? That they're
black
almost,
roses.
Like, black. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're
they
red, though, but they're, like, so dark.
They're just, like, very dark, dark red.
Uh-huh.
Blood red, almost.
They're blood red to the
Ooh.
Point where they're almost, like, velvety.
Where would
I
you, where do you think you would have, like, ideally, would you have that outside, inside, in the winter?
Outside.
Uh-huh.
Maybe fall. I mean, I toss between that and a beach wedding.
Oh, uh-huh. Those are always nice.
Because beach weddings, I feel like I could just wear a $20 cotton dress and be done with it.
Yeah,
and jump
true.
In the ocean and be fine.
And
yeah.
it still looks like $1 million.
Exactly.
Yeah. Where are you having yours?
So we're having ours in St. Petersburg, Florida. And we're actually having it downtown St. Petersburg as opposed to the beach. But it's in an art museum.
That's really cool.
And it's the town I grew up in all my life. And I love the downtown scene down there. It's
oh,
happening. It's vibrant.
Be like, did you hear? Did you hear?
Did you hear?
Did you hear the Blowers boy is getting married to a man?
Yeah.
Did you hear? Did you hear?
They all
it's
know me
be
down
wet.
There.
There's going to be a wedding.
There's going to be a wedding.
It's going to be a wedding.
Pick a little, tuck a little, pick
yeah.
a little, tuck
yeah,
a little.
Yeah.
Tick, tick, tick,
tick. They're having it at the museum.
Where else, honey?
Yeah, yeah. That's where they have them.
No, it's beautiful. It's an art museum. They have this big ballroom.
Wouldn't it be great if there was
chandeliers.
A Mapplethorpe exhibition going on at the time of your wedding?
Oh, I could hope for only that. Or an Andy Warhol.
Oh, man.
Oh, that would be great.
Anything.
That would be the gayest thing ever.
The gayest thing ever.
So it's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
Is it, does it kind of go with that sort of Gatsby type of theme? Is it like Art Deco? Or
it
like...
does. That's kind of where we were going with that. Because if you imagine, like, the New York Metropolitan Museum, but, like,
condensed.
Six
Small.
Times smaller.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But it's got the columns. It has that kind of grandeur feeling, but
that.
it's quaint also.
Very nice.
The big ballroom, two gardens on each side. It's open. Chandeliers. It's beautiful. And
is there something that you would recommend to somebody planning a wedding to make sure they do first? Like, is there something that's hard to book or hard to...
You have to secure the venue first. I think that's the biggest thing, because then everything falls into that. You know, you can talk to lighting, flowers, everything, but they need to know where they're going. And,
right.
You know, and a lot of times those other vendors have relationships with the
right.
venues.
And they can help you.
For example, I talked to a valet parking company, and they gave me a discount.
Oh, my God, who would think you'd have to think about valet parking?
I
okay.
know.
But you do. I mean, we're having, you know, ours is, it's downtown, it's in the city, and there's no parking in this museum for... you know, 120 guests. So I was looking and I found this valet parking company and they were like, oh, we know the museum. We have a special relationship with them. And they gave us a discount
for
it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So, you know, it's a matter of finding those, you know, relationships. And also, you know, there's always competition with the vendors too.
Now, are you having sit down, buffet, or shotgun?
No. No, we are hors d'oeuvres all night.
Hors
d'oeuvres all
that.
Night. Oh, so it's so going to
no,
be so nice to mix and mingle with everybody.
It's very informal in a formal setting
nice.
Is kind of how I'm thinking it. Yeah,
that's
it's
nice.
This kind of grand ballroom, but a small ceremony in the garden, and then kind of you're on your own. We're going to
mm-hmm.
have food available for 2 hours, and then eventually slice cake. It'll be, you know, just tables everywhere. The bar's open. You know, I find when I go to a wedding, I just don't want to be moved around.
Yes,
like
cattle.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
I went to a wedding where it was cash bar. Can we talk about
no.
that?
No.
Is that a wedding that was cash bar?
No.
Well, I mean,
amongst other things that were wrong with this wedding.
Exactly.
Well,
there. I mean, there's a lot of weddings. I mean, not a lot of weddings like that, but there are weddings where I have seen cash bar
no.
for specific drinks.
No.
Yes, I have. But...
Really?
I mean, mostly, I'm from
I
Long Island.
I can understand if you're on a budget.
Yeah.
It's beer, wine, and soda.
Yes,
I can
of
understand
course.
That.
Yeah.
But
fine.
I can't understand cash bar.
But not for a wedding. I mean, I grew
yeah.
up in very Italian,
well, we were
Catholic,
just talking about this,
Long Island.
There's
yeah.
the, 'cause, you know, we do a lot of these events, weddings or bridal showers or bachelorettes or baby showers.
Mm-hmm.
And all these weddings or all these events that we do here in this area are always all the same. And I'm talking to Steven about how, like, is that really how it is? Like, the expectation is you go to this place and it's, and this is how it is laid out. Like, it's always exactly
it's always
the
like
same.
The, this many courses.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you have the cocktail hour and then it's this and then it's that. And then here is, you know, the music and it's usually a DJ or a band.
I'm thinking to myself, my God, what if someone, like, you know, wants to have a wedding but really can't afford that kind of thing? What do they do? Do they just feel like a piece of shit in this area because they can't have the cocktail hour or they can't have, like,
I don't know. I you know, I wonder because I grew up with that, so for me that's
you just go into debt for it?
Yeah, the only way. And a lot of people do. A lot of people go into debt over their weddings.
I think there's a lot of creative ways around it though.
Well, and that's what I think is so great about a gay wedding is because it's not traditional, so you can do whatever the hell you want. I think people don't have an expectation of what you're gonna do.
Yeah, and that also gives you room to surprise them.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh.
Like with Anita and Gina Marie and drag at your wedding, which I can't wait for.
Well, duh.
I'm so excited.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Awesome.
That's going to be the icing on the cake.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And then some. Our
yes.
tuxedo cake.
Yeah.
Ooh.
By the way, our cake is a 3-layer tuxedo.
Oh,
yes.
That's really cool.
Yes. Is it, are we going to be able to eat it? Because there's so many cakes at weddings that you can't eat.
No,
I
this cake, I've gone to lengths. I've talked with bakeries down there who are not specifically wedding cake vendors. I went to like a local bakery
smart
that does really good like cupcakes. They have a shop and I talked to this guy
who are they? Tell them, plug
great.
Them. Can we? I don't know. Can you not? I love to give people business.
Yes, if you give me a minute.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
Michelle, you were at a wedding where you were a bridesmaid.
I was.
And they did not provide you with food.
No, we were fucking starving.
What do you mean they didn't provide you a food?
She had to have the bride get ready, and there was no provisions as they were getting ready for the 5 hours beforehand.
The
what?
Wedding was at 3:30 on Valentine's Day.
Last
winter, in the middle of a fucking snowstorm.
Oh, no.
So I had to get in a cab to Brooklyn to help the bride get ready, where they provided us with mini muffins and mimosas.
Okay.
I was like, I'll make the mimosas.
Yes, because you are an expert.
Because I'm an expert, and I was like, I'm going to need a few mimosas.
Yeah.
So I had a couple of mini muffins, and then we had to wait for her to get dressed. We all got dressed. We're waiting. Now there's 8 feet of snow, and we're all in our little dainty dresses and shoes getting in the limo.
Oh, my.
We get to the church. We're sitting. I get in the limo after the reception, after the ceremony, and I have the biggest headache.
Because you're freaking starving.
I'm
starving. You're drunk and you're starving.
Well, I wasn't that drunk.
But
yet.
Champagne, though, can make you feel things.
But, like, horribly. So we're in the car. I was like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm fine. We need to get to the venue. We got to the venue. They're like, we're supposed to take pictures. I was like, will there be food? They said, later. I was like, well, there's a pizza place right next door. And I'm about ready to go to the pizza place. And she's like, no, you have to be here for pictures. So then we were sequestered in a room because the guests couldn't see us, so I never got pizza. They finally brought up these mini Swedish meatballs, and I, like, took the whole thing. I'm like, mine! And I just started eating, and then headache the whole wedding.
Do you have any tips for avoiding the bride's crazy uncle who's drooling over you? Because I know that was an issue.
That was, not uncle, I think cousin, friend, something.
Friend, cousin, slash.
I was appointed to walk down the aisle with this gentleman. Who, upon seeing me for the first time at the wedding,
fell in love.
Our first time meeting, saying, oh, one day this could be us. And I was like, oh, well, now, if you only knew. If you only knew. I was like, what? You're funny. He's like, this is my son. He's 20, whatever.
Your
I'm
age.
Like, great. Hi. I'm going to go this way now.
Oh, God.
What's wrong? I'm like, I'm fucking starving. I'm walking away from him.
Good for you.
I'm fucking hungry.
Oh, my God.
I need food. He's like, okay.
So just keep your bridesmaids filled with
they
food.
They will get angry?
Well, that's the thing. And I've been saying this to my fiance and to my parents. I was like, you can skimp on almost everything else, but there's got to be a bar.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there's got to be food.
Yes.
And plenty of both.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
You have to. That's
the
majority.
You can forgive no flowers, no music, and you can forgive almost anything else. But at a wedding, people expect a bar and food.
And
yeah, plenty of it.
That's it.
Now, are you doing any traditional stuff? What are the traditional things you're doing?
Well, we're getting married.
Well, that, yes.
Well, we're at the point where we're trying to kind of finalize the flow of everything. So we've kind of got, we've got the venue, we've got all the vendors worked out. Now we're kind of putting it all in place. So now we're kind of deciding, do we do a first dance? Do we do a cake cutting?
Yeah.
Do you
want to do the Macarena?
Yes.
Never!
I know. I'm going to play Love Shack. I'm going to play Twist and Shout.
Yes.
I'm going to play Electric Slide.
Oh, the basics
the
will
shuffle.
Love you.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All my basic cousins will love you.
Yeah.
Those basic
single
bitches.
Ladies. We're going to play Single Ladies after you throw the bouquet.
On repeat.
Yes. Are you going to throw a bouquet?
I definitely will not.
We did do a wedding where they did a bouquet and a garter.
Yes.
And that was fun. It was kind of
a gay wedding.
A gay wedding where they did the bouquet.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
And it was done very cute.
Yeah.
It was done very cute.
I like that. We just want to have a dance party when it comes down to
it.
Yes.
So we want to hit the minimum of the traditional things that are supposed to be done and then just
dance the night away.
That's what
because
it should
be. At weddings, as a guest, I am always that one who's on the dance floor and will never get off.
I am as well, and sometimes I don't even eat.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, where are you registered for your gay wedding? Where are you registered?
Right now, we are registered at Macy's and Crate and Barrel.
Oh.
And was that, did you just do all that electronically?
No, we went to Macy's.
And how was that experience? That's why I'm asking.
We both felt a little awkward, I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
I mean, you know, we sat down and we talked with, the person who kind of guides you through
concierge.
All of that, the concierge. And, you know, he was showing us, like, this is the china section and the flatware section.
Yes.
And the whole time we were looking at each other like,
we have no room for this
We
stuff.
Don't need this.
Yeah.
This is very intimidating.
We don't want this.
Yeah.
And so we wandered around Macy's just kind of confused and dazed and finally... Yeah, we did find some great like cookware because that's something I do like is pots and pans and kitchenware.
Right.
And then we were like, well, I guess we need maybe sheets. I don't know.
We'll need new sheets after the honeymoon. That's
yeah,
that's
we need some good thread counts.
Yeah. Some rubber sheets.
But the whole process just kind of felt very strange, and so we did some, but we didn't do a giant register.
Of course.
But you didn't feel awkward with the person helping you. They were cool?
Well, no. He gave us the little shooty gun scanner thing and then kind of let us go.
Oh, I see.
Which is supposed to be this wonderful romantic experience. But
meanwhile, you're fighting.
For us, we're like, I'm like, do I scan this? I feel like I should. And he's like, no. And I'll be like, well, I want this. You don't need that. We don't have room for that. I was like, well, we're going to buy a house one day.
It reminds me of that Will and Grace episode where she's, like, helping a friend of hers do their wedding. And she's, like,
it
taking
becomes
over
hers.
For the bride. And it becomes hers. Oh, my God.
That's
it.
A lot of what it was. So,
yeah.
You know, we did a small registry. And, you know, we've kind of been struggling with the fact that, you know, is there a nice way to ask just for cash?
It's funny because I think people feel weird about that, but I feel like just now I'm thinking about it. In New York City, when you do apartment living in New York City, there isn't room for stuff.
No.
So it really, but you could use the cash.
Well,
you
can ask for gift receipts.
Yeah.
Well,
please include gift receipts.
Italian people just give cash all the time at a wedding. And that's how it is.
But isn't it cash and a present?
Well, no. Usually the present is usually either an engagement party or at the shower or something like that first. And then you have cash on arrival at the wedding.
We went to one of our good friend's wedding, and she is very traditional Greek family.
Opa.
I mean,
and they throw them as they dance.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. First of all, she was loaded. And, like, spared no expense.
Oh,
I mean,
full,
oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, the Greeks know how to do it,
too. The cocktail hour was two rows of those stations where there's, like, a hot dog station and a mac and cheese and a raw bar and a sushi bar.
Can we pause for a quick second?
Yeah.
My Greek best friend is single, and I need her to be married because she's beautiful, and I want to go to a Greek wedding like this.
I know.
If,
I want
if there's any single Greek men out there, or not Greek, I think she's open to not Greek, who are in the,
Buffalo area,
Rochester, Buffalo, Syracuse area. She's gorgeous. And you just shoot me a message with your photo attached, and I will scan through the best ones and forward them on to her. So,
oh, you're like the millionaire matchmaker. Oh,
and also, Michelle is desperately lonely.
Well,
so
now here's
anybody.
A good time for me to announce that I'm not getting married or having a baby, and I'm also registered at Best Buy and GameStop.
Yes!
That's right. You can also find her Amazon wish list.
Yes!
Yeah.
At
okay.
the Shrine.
Oh, my God.
So... That would be fun for you to do, like, how do you explain that to people that have no idea what that's about?
Well, no, it was so much fun because going to the Greek wedding, she was just like, well, I get envelopes, and that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
She wasn't registered, she never wanted a shower, she never wanted any of that.
Well, that's
she
good.
Was like, you know, she just spent all the money putting this together, and she's like, we just get envelopes.
Yeah,
and I didn't quite get that until I went to the wedding. I was like, "This is amazing."
The wedding is like,
why does not everybody do this?
Steven and I have this back and forth a little bit, like about how you know he was raised like this is how it's done. You have to do. You have to bring a gift. You have to bring money. That's how it is. And I was brought up like, well, what if you don't have it? Like I came from a family that had like nothing. Like we didn't have it. Like sometimes we weren't able to go to weddings because we couldn't afford something to wear to the wedding.
Uh huh.
So like. Now, as an adult, like, I've had some... First of all, I've had cousins get married this past year that we can never go to these frickin' functions because we're always booked, you know, a year
and in
advance and working and can't go. But and then I want to send a gift, and I'm looking at the registry, and some of it's, like, so expensive, and I'm like, well, I feel bad. I got to send something extra, and then, I don't know.
From my perspective, we're not necessarily expecting the registry.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
You know, I can't speak for everyone, but I don't think anyone would expect you to buy those things.
No.
You know?
It's not they're looking through the gifts like, where's that present from Travis?
No.
But what's great about a registry is for people that don't know what to get someone.
Exactly.
And it helps them price point. It helps them
understand
how much they can afford and what the person really wants.
But that's for showers. Like, I was always taught when you go to a wedding, you need to put at least $100 in an envelope if you're going by yourself.
Yeah, and now
you have to pay for your
different.
Plate.
Yeah,
right.
And nowadays it's like $150 or more for
well,
plate.
It's $100.
I sent a gift to a cousin of mine who I couldn't attend her wedding, and I had an influx of money, so I splurged a little bit and got her some stuff off of her William Sonoma registry. So I got her this beautiful, like, lobster pot, because she lives in outside of Boston, like on the water, where they have lobster traps, like just out in the water.
I love that.
And so that, and like a chalkboard menu thing, and something else I can't remember. But you know, I felt rich at the time, so I all the stuff right. And then a thank you card never came. And Mom was like, this is very strange. And thank you. Other people got thank you cards, and of course it was like all drama.
Oh,
and I was like, I'm sure it's nothing. Let me just ask. So, you know, because, you know, it's always drama with family. And so I sent my cousin a message. She's like, did you know, I just want to make sure you got your gift. And she's like, no, I didn't get it. And I'm like, what? Right. So you better believe I was on the phone so fast.
Yeah.
And they said that it was shipped out.
Mm-hmm.
But, and they were, Williamson was really great about it. They didn't ask for any explanation. They were just like, no problem. We'll send out another thing. So
great.
There's a lobster pan and menu chalkboard and something else out there. Somebody else has it, I guess. I don't know.
That wasn't for me.
No, sorry. When are you going to cook lobster, Michelle?
So I should return.
All you cook is chopped meat, Michelle. When are you going to cook lobster?
Back?
It's a brutal task.
Well, you know what? I bought lobster.
Killing that lobster.
Do you remember, was this last summer or the summer before we went up to my mom's? And Stephen and I went up to my mom's. And we bought lobster from the grocery store.
No,
live lobster.
That was oysters. No, clams.
No.
Clam.
No.
Mussels.
Well, then maybe it wasn't with you, but I bought lobsters with somebody and got judged at the checkout. The girl at the checkout was like, are these alive? And I was like,
you were
here.
Yes.
I was like, yeah. She's like, oh my God. And of course, it felt so horrible. Then we get them home, and you got, I can't. I don't know. I can't. But I guess the humane.
Do you know, the first time I cooked lobsters, I was out on Long Island, and I got these beautiful lobsters fresh off the boat.
Oh,
like,
nice.
Gorgeous, gorgeous. And we were going to have a barbecue at my friend's house. We got the lobsters back to the house, and, like, we didn't know what we were doing. We all pretended like we did, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like,
you saw the Martha Stewart once.
Yeah. Let's put them in water in the sink. So we filled the sink up with water, and we threw the lobsters in.
Well, my dad does that with crabs, though.
Yeah, but lobsters need salt water.
Oh.
So we throw them in the sink full of fresh water. they start like flipping and flopping around, and we're like, oh, they're so active. They're so lively.
Oh my God.
Meanwhile, they're fighting for their lives.
Oh my God.
An hour later, when we're ready to finally cook dinner, and I've brought myself to killing a lobster, the thing's nearly dead in the sink from trying to survive this fresh water. And I, like, took the limp lobster and tossed it in the boiling water. I felt horrible.
Wait a minute. Why do they need salt water to live?
That's where they live.
No, I know, but I wonder what it is. What is it about salt
well,
water?
Well, it's just like fish,
some
too. Like, there's
salt water.
There's freshwater fish and there's saltwater fish.
Well, right, but I wonder what it is about it that they
well,
need.
Well, why
that.
Do we need oxygen?
Have you tried drinking
water?
Salt water lately?
I'd rather not.
Yeah, exactly.
Science.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
You sound like the people that come into my store. They're like, I want Nemo. And I'm like, Nemo's a lot of work. No, I can just put him. No, he'll die. Well, why? Because he needs salt water. But why?
Michelle sells fish.
Because that's what he lives in.
Michelle sells fish.
Michelle
sells
fish.
She's short.
Oh, man. That's like when 101 Dalmatians came out and everybody wanted a Dalmatian and didn't realize they were a terrible pet.
First of all, you called it Nemo, so you can't have it. Second of all, have a goldfish. Name it Nemo.
Exactly.
I get to make executive decisions.
All right, any other wedding planning tips, Max, for our listeners out there?
I say just try to have as much fun with it as you can, you know, and really take the time and prioritize. But in the long run, it's just a lot of fun. Like,
book the venue first.
Book the venue
first.
And
I say, screw tradition. Don't care what anybody else thinks and do what
these,
you want to do.
These days, it doesn't matter. You
yeah.
know, everybody, when they go to a wedding, they just want to have fun. They don't want to be told what to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you plan ahead of time, like you guys are doing, you can enjoy your
yeah.
day
a
without
lot,
worrying about it.
A lot of planning goes into making it look like there wasn't a lot of
exactly.
planning.
Right.
Exactly.
Right up to the rooftop. The bass is bumping, make me wanna screw the top off. Yeah, we'll be drinking and nobody's gonna stop us. And we'll be kissing anybody that's around us.
Love me.
So Max was an unplanned guest because we've been talking forever about putting up this fancy wallpaper, and I have no idea how to do it, and Max is so crafty. In fact, you know, talking about your wedding, you've designed the invitations and the save the dates and
some of the centerpieces are going to be done by
you.
You're
so freaking crafty, it makes me sick. But, so I had no idea to do it, this wallpaper, and I thought it was genius to buy it. I purchased the wallpaper, and I'm like, it's so cute, I'm going to put it up and make my apartment that Anne Frank wouldn't want to live in livable by this wallpaper. And we were sitting here one day, and I don't know how it came, I kind of forced you into it, I think.
No,
in my head, you volunteered, but I
volunteered,
like, kind of forced you.
That's the thing, though. I love doing stuff like that.
Okay, well, good. We're eventually... This is, like, the second time we've been over it that we thought we were going to do it. We haven't. Because this time we got busy watching the Lifetime movie with Kristen Wiig
and Will Ferrell called Deadly Adoption.
How much fun.
It was... You know what? If you haven't seen it, you should watch it. But I think you have to have seen another Lifetime movie to appreciate it. And you also have to know Will Ferrell and Kristen Wiig to appreciate it.
Yes.
Because it's the epitome of a Lifetime movie without making fun of it. Like,
yes.
They're playing it totally straight, but it's funny because we know them. Like,
exactly.
Like, if there were other actors doing the exact same script, we would have thought, oh, this is a regular Lifetime movie, heightened dramatics, and a fun television experience.
Exactly. Like, if it was Patrick Dempsey and, you know...
Kate Blanchett.
They wish.
Tori Spelling
and Patrick Dempsey.
There you go.
You know, everyone would have thought, oh, that's funny, that's Lifetime.
Exactly.
But all of a sudden, you see Will Ferrell and Kristen Wiig, and you're like, what's
like,
this?
Oh, this
well,
is
the
interesting.
The script was not a comedy script at all.
It was not a farce.
It was not making fun of it.
It was almost like it was a script that was kind of left in the Lifetime offices.
Yeah. That it was the script that they were afraid to actually do.
Yeah. The acting was great.
It was so great that it wasn't a spoof.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, to the point where Well, we know Kristen Wiig so much, and we know Will Ferrell so much, and we just see them, and we burst out into laughs. And
to watch them play serious is funny.
Yes.
It's funny.
Right.
Yeah.
Just them being there.
It just works on its own. And there were a few little moments that, you know, they heightened certain things
to make it funnier.
You
we
got
were watching.
That it was comedy.
Well,
you know?
The Kristen Wiig School of Dramatic Acting.
She's brilliant.
It's brilliant.
It was great.
Brilliant.
Emmys. Daytime Emmy.
I'm dying to see the summer movies, though. I haven't been to the movies yet. I want to see Jurassic Park.
You haven't seen it
yet.
Jurassic World. I want to see
Inside Out.
I want to see Inside Out.
Yes.
I want to see
I saw Spy.
I
saw Spy. It was really
good.
You
said you thought it was like the best.
I thought it was one of her best films so far.
Really?
Yeah. Because it was really well done, and I felt like they used her comedy.
What's her name?
Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy,
yeah.
Spy, right.
For people that don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fabulous.
Did you think it was better than Heat?
Yeah. I think as a script, it was better because they used more of who she actually is now.
Because I thought Heat with
Melissa McCarthy
and Sandra Bullock was better than the Melissa McCarthy and Jason Bateman movie.
Yes, Identity Theft.
Oh,
that movie was... It was all right.
It's almost like the script started as a drama. And they're
let's
make this funny somehow.
It got interesting. But, I mean, there were moments of it. What I love about her movies are that they have those elements of dramatic nuances that make you feel for the character.
When she came out in that dress.
I haven't seen it yet.
Well,
he
hasn't
seen
it.
Identity
Theft.
No,
the other one.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
well, there's
here's
a moment like that
movie.
In this as well. So, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jurassic World was great, though.
Was
it?
I can't wait to see it.
Okay, see, I'm that child of
that time.
Me too.
That was, like, it for me.
Yeah.
I had Jurassic Park sheets. I had a Jurassic Park dresser. I had everything dinosaur.
I had the hologram comic book.
I had the board game.
Yeah.
Like, that was it for me.
Of course.
So seeing this now...
The raptor where you push the button and it went... Scratch. Yeah, I have that too.
Everything.
Yeah.
So seeing this movie, it was absolutely playing to that generation, our generation.
Uh-huh.
They referenced a lot of the original movie.
But did you think as a movie it was good?
It was fun.
Okay.
I'm not going to say it was an achievement
of
cinema.
Yeah.
Well, and
that's a summer blockbuster.
But I had a good time, you know, just enjoying the dinosaurs
of
and
course.
The story and the fun of it.
Well, now we have all that CGI, so I don't think we can appreciate a movie like how epic Jurassic Park was.
Yeah.
So with all the CGI now, we just take it for granted. You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's hard to take
that.
Exactly.
From back in the day.
And a lot of people were just saying, oh, God, it's kind of like crappy, you know. But you loved it, and I'm sure I would love it.
I had fun. I had a good time. I went with a bunch of friends of mine who are totally movie nerds. We stood in line. We snuck some booze into the theater.
Oh, hello.
And still we were stuck in the back row, but we loved every minute of it.
I cannot wait. I saw a preview for a movie, an animated movie that's coming out next summer. I can't remember the name of it, but it's about pets at home when the owners go to work.
Yes, it looked really good.
That is like my favorite thing ever. Like my favorite thing, like I grew up making up stories with my mom about our family dog and what she's thinking and talking about and creating a voice for her. And so when I saw this preview, I was crapping my pants.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love it. I can't remember what it's called.
I think it's just called Pets.
Pets. I think it
so.
Is
just
called Pets.
I think it might
pets.
Just be called Pets,
actually. Is it a DreamWorks or is it?
It's Dream. It's not Disney.
No.
It's
Disney.
That new hybrid one. I
yeah.
can't think of the name of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's like half animation, half
yeah.
something weird. I don't know. But, yeah, I can't wait to see that. What movies are coming out this summer? Anything else good?
Terminator's coming out, but
yeah.
I can't say I'm excited about it.
Sure.
Yeah. This summer, I'm telling you, it's like the 90s again.
Well, the problem is no one's going to the movies. So they're having to rely on nostalgia
yeah.
to get people to come back to movies. Because now with Netflix and being able to watch movies on iTunes on your TV... You know, who wants to pay $20 a ticket to go to the
to listen
movies?
To the family in front of them
oh
open
God.
Snacks all day?
No, that's
I'm
true.
Not,
listen, people, if you've never been to a movie in Queens, New York, don't. If you're ever here on vacation and you want to see a movie, don't. Let me tell you. Like, seriously, you'll go to an adult-themed movie at a midnight showing, and a white trash family will be there with their young children screaming throughout the film.
Yes.
I can't deal with it.
Yeah, I can't. It's terrible.
Terrible.
And so when you have that option to watch anything at home...
That's it.
Why leave?
I want to put on my eating dress.
I'm going to have a cocktail.
And a pint of ice cream.
And not have to smuggle in my candy.
And not have to feel like a criminal smuggling in my Milk Duds and Junior Mints
yeah.
from the Rite Aid.
Exactly.
And if I have to pee, I'm not going to miss anything.
That's it.
Guess what?
You
pause
it.
That
That's
bitch.
It. That's it.
Oh,
well,
okay.
Max, thank you for being here.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Michelle, it's finally glad to have you back.
Well, yeah.
You bitch, our freaking podcast description on iTunes says Travis and Steven and Michelle, and she's never freaking here.
Oh, does
it? It
does. Doesn't say that.
Well, Michelle, for our listeners who don't know, is working on our stand-up act.
Mm.
Michelle's actually very funny. We didn't talk about this either. We'll talk about this in the next podcast. We did
yes.
our reading of our pilot
oh, yes.
to the sitcom about Anita and Gina Marie that we wrote with Michelle and our friend Alex. Michelle has written some really funny jokes for us, including, if you've ever seen us live, the Vicky the Slut joke.
Yes.
And we'll get into that
love
later. But Michelle's very funny. And Michelle, this summer, you're going to do your stand-up.
Okay.
You're going to do it because you're funny.
I know.
Look, can we make this the summer of yeses for people? Like,
oh, the summer
listen,
of
listeners,
yes.
That's it. It's the summer of yes.
The summer of yes.
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 I know. I want our listeners to challenge themselves to do something they've been wanting to do for themselves for a while and haven't.
Okay.
Go out there and freaking do it. I did it. I went to the recording studio last week.
There you go.
That's what the next episode is going to be about.
Okay.
The summer of yes. And Michelle Bassois doing stand-up.
Sure.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you so much to Engaged Weddings. Thank you so much to Audible.com. Dragaholic.com, Drag My City app, all of our sponsors, Kitchen Restaurante and the Out NYC. Your support means so much to us, and thank you most of all to our listeners. Please share this podcast with your friend if you've enjoyed it. Find us on YouTube, youtube.com/Sunday Morning Mimosa. Share your favorite video with your friends. A share, a like, and a comment really does a lot for us, so please go do that now. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
You've been listening to House of Mimosa, the podcast, brought to you by Audible. Visit audibletrial.com/HOM podcast for a free 30-day trial membership and a free audiobook of your choice. House of Mimosa, the podcast, is produced and edited by Travis Barr. Guest segment produced by Steven and Camisia, with music curated by DJ Anita B, featuring music by Fifth Harmony, Demi Lovato and Selena Gomez, Madonna and Jennifer Hudson. Subscribe to our podcast by searching House of Mimosa in iTunes and click subscribe. Want to see us? Check out our YouTube channels, Sunday Morning Mimosa and Buff 'em Beautiful. And as always, you can find out more at thehouseofmimosa.com.
Boy, I see ya looking at me. I feel your eyes on me like you gotta have me. Watching every move like it's for you. You can't help it, you're attracted like a magnet. My love ain't easy. You gon' have to put in some work. You can buy me a drink, thinking I'ma fall for your flirt. You gotta make it right. If you wanna go spend some time, you gotta raise the bar. Be a savior.